The Gemara had asked why the Osir animal in our Mishnah does not become bottle among the many Mutter animals. The Gemara answered, the Mishnah is following the view of the Tana, meaning Rabbi Yehuda named Yeshua, of a Braisa, who says that since figs are sometimes sold by the unit, by number, they don't become bottle even for the Rabbanon, certainly not for their Raisa. Rabashi said our Mishnah can even follow the Rabbanon, who hold that there are only six things that don't become bottle. The reason why animals don't become bottle is because they're live beings and as such are considered to be especially significant and therefore don't become bottle. Why don't we go to the mixture of animals and take them one by one and bring them as karbonos based on the principle of whatever is separated from a mixture is considered to be from the majority, called the parish, Meruba parish. And if tomorrow the Osir animal is in a fixed place and we have another principle that says called kavua kamechta amechta dami, it's considered to be 50-50. Therefore, removing one animal at a time will not be a good solution. In fact, tomorrow we should make all the animals move so that they're no longer considered to be kavua, and we will therefore be able to follow the first principle that called the parish meruba parish. Rava said we would not do this as a gzera for a case where, for example, 10 kahanim will come at the same time and offer the 10 animals that were being taken one by one and make up. In truth, they make up the majority of the mixture. In that case, since the majority is being offered together, we must again be concerned that the osir animal is in this majority. One of the rabbanon said to Rava, once each animal was separated, they become fully valid karbonos. You can't say that if they later are offered at the same time, they again become osir. And for the Gemara, the gzera is, you're right, but the gzera is for a case where 10 kahanim come at the same time and take the animals to the mixture at the same time. In that case, since the majority is being taken at the same time, we have to again be concerned that the osir animal is in this majority. For the Gemara, is it possible for 10 kahanim to each take the animal at exactly the same time, which would lead to this concern? Rather, the Gemara, you're right, Rava said, the gzera is that we're concerned that someone would take an animal from the mixture while the animals were still in their place, before they were moved. In that case, we would have to follow the second principle, and that it's kol kavua kemechta amechta dami, and therefore it would be considered 50-50. We would not be able to say that it's a valid animal. Zokmar Vaita, Rava said, now that the Rabbanon have said that we may not offer any animals from this mixture, if someone does offer an animal from this mixture, the carbon would not be effective. The fact Gemara, who about you, who they asked Rava, Mishnah said, if an Oyla bird and a Chatas bird became mixed up, even if it was one in a thousand of the other, they have to be left to die. The Mishnah says, this is what we would tell a Kayan who asked what to do. However, if a Kayan went and offered all the birds above the Chutas Sikra, and there were an equal amount of Oylas and Chatois, or if you offer them all below the line, below the Chutas Sikra, then half would be kosher, half would be puzzle. If you offered half above and half below, they would all be puzzle. Now, we see from here that even though he was not supposed to offer these birds, if he did, they're valid b'di'evet. And if the Mara Rava is following the Tana, who holds that living things can become permanently rejected from the Mizbech, the Mishnah regarding the birds is following the view that living things cannot become permanently rejected from the Mizbech. Facting Mara, in the case of animals which have been shechted, all would agree that they can become permanently rejected. And yet a Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer says, if a puzzle head of an oila animal was mixed among other heads of oilas, and one of the heads was then offered on the Mizbeach, the remaining heads may then be offered. We assume the puzzle one was the one that was offered first. Rava should say the same thing, and the Karbonah should not be permanently rejected. And Vitigamar, Rabbi Eliezer was following the view of Konan HaMitzri, who holds that nothing, not even an animal that was shechted, becomes permanently rejected.